Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
I'm Kimberly Cummins, a research student in the Department of History and Philosophy at the University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus. In the 1950s, there were fears that Barbados was being increasingly permeated by social ills. This belief was so pressing that the Methodist Church, determined to combat the growing influence, decided to take a decisive stance. On this day, October 1st, 1950, a manifesto was published in the Barbados Advocate newspaper which strongly condemned the harmful practices of alcohol consumption, gambling, and sexual immorality, and called for strict adherence to Christian values in a bid to safeguard the moral integrity of the island. The manifesto was created following a meeting of the Synod of the Methodist Church in the Barbados and Trinidad district, which comprised both ministers and laymen, and held in Trinidad in February that year. The Synod emphasized that these issues, while not unique to the region, required urgent attention. Four key areas highlighted were the use of entertainment, the observance of Sunday, the consumption of alcohol, and sexual irregularity. Specifically, the Synod discouraged entertainment that failed to promote mental and physical well-being, singling out gambling as a particular concern. Activities such as raffles, sweepstakes, pool, and all competitions involving chance were denounced, with the church strictly prohibiting their use for fundraising purposes. Moreover, the Synod expressed grave concern over the commercial exploitation of the love of pleasure and amusement, particularly on the Lord's Day. The church called on its members to uphold Sunday as a day dedicated to spiritual reflection and worship. The Synod acknowledged that while wine was consumed during biblical times, Christians in the 1950s should reject alcohol as harmful to both individuals and society, with the church stressing the effects of alcohol consumption were far-reaching. It outlined a formidable list of injurious consequences on both the individual and society, from impairment of one's character, health, and efficiency, to discord in family life, neglect and suffering of children, public disorder, and the creation and intensification of poverty. The manifesto also tackled the issue of sexual irregularity, which saw the rising number of children born out of wedlock. The church urged compassionate engagement, with ministers encouraged to offer support and guidance during baptisms. With a broader call for societal reform to address underlying economic and social conditions, the Methodist Church closed its manifesto with a call for continued faithfulness to Christian teachings and urged members to reject these social evils and lead by example in their daily lives. With concerns growing over the increasing permeation of alcohol consumption, gambling, sexual immorality, and misuse of the Lord's Day, a manifesto by the Methodist Church to combat these ills becoming entrenched in society and eroding the island's moral fabric was published in the Barbados Advocate on this day, October 1st, 1950.
Today in Bajan History, with Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus.